a prayer, shall we? Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen. So Jesus told a wonderful story today in our gospel lesson about loving your neighbor. And I need your help to kind of reenact that lesson for a little bit this morning, okay? So I need a volunteer. Who wants to be the traveler that's traveling down the road to Jerusalem today? You want to be a traveler? Okay, you come up with me, okay? Now, you don't have any speaking parts. Don't worry, I'll take care of it all. So, we're standing here and say, I'm bored today, so I think I'll go to Jerusalem and do some shopping. So, let's start going to Jerusalem, okay? So, we're on our way to Jerusalem. Now, stop right there. Can you stay here? All right, there, you good? There? Over here. There, is that good? Okay, now remember, you're on your way to Jerusalem. It's not that far of a walk, apparently. Okay, who wants to be a robber? Ooh. Well, we've done a great job of educating our youth here at Christ Lutheran Church. They all want to be robbers. Natalie, you are too dangerous. You'd be a dangerous robber. Tanner, come on up. Why don't you be a robber? I need two robbers. Come on up and be a robber, okay? Now, he's walking along and he's smiling. Do you see him? And you notice he has a bag full of money. So I want you to nicely rob him and beat him up. Nicely. Nicely rob him. Nicely rob him and beat him up. There you go, knock him out. Okay, now you fall down to the ground. Fall down. Oh, woe is me, I'm hurt. Okay, and then you two run away with the money, but don't go far, just go back there. Now this is my favorite part of this story. It says when the robbers left, they left him half dead. I have no idea what half dead means. No, come back here, you're wounded. You're half dead, okay? Half dead. Not half alive, half dead. I have no idea what that means. Okay. So stay. Okay. So who wants to be a priest? Come on, you can be a priest. Sure, why not? This is the Missouri Synod. Come on up. This is the new face of the Missouri Synod right here. Okay. So you're walking by, and you're just moseying on along and having a good stroll, right? And you look down and you see, oh, there's a poor guy. He's all beat up, and he's bleeding, and he looks half dead. Does he look half dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, he pretty much looks half dead, right? And you think to yourself, gee, maybe I should do something, but you know what? He's a Samaritan. I can tell by the way he looks and the way he dresses, and he's not worth me helping. Plus, it's against my religion to get blood on my hands. So I'm going to pass him by. And you just keep on walking. Okay, go over to your seat. All right, I need a Levite. You want to be a Levite? Come on, you can be a Levite. How did you know I was going to ask for somebody? Okay, come on, come over here with me. You're walking down the road, right? And then all of a sudden you look and you go, oh no! Oh no, there's a half-dead person laying on the road and he's bleeding. Oh, what shall I do? Woe is me. But I'm a good Jew. And so it would be not traditional for me to touch him because he's bleeding. And so I had to follow the politics of my day. And so bye-bye, you can stay half-dead. Okay, good job. Okay, who's next? Garrett, come on up. You're going to be the Good Samaritan, okay? And then came down the road a Good Samaritan. Now, let me tell you about these Samaritans. They're funny looking. People don't like Samaritans because they smell bad. They eat pork. Do you like bacon? You do like bacon? You had some bacon this morning. Good. You prepared for your part, okay? They're outcasts. They're a different color than the rest of them. They don't live like the rest of the Jews. And so the Jews have nothing to do with them. And they're known to be selfish and greedy. At least that's what people think about them. You know how stereotypes work, right? Okay. So the Good Samaritan's walking down the road, thinking about God and math and whatever Garrett thinks about. Oh, he doesn't like math. Good for you. Okay. You don't need math to be a pastor, so you're okay. And he looks and says, oh my, I need your arms. Oh my goodness, there's a half-dead person on the road. What shall I do? I can see that person, and I know what the law says, not to get blood on me, but I think I have to help him. So he kneels down next to the poor little guy, and he starts pouring on wine and oil and starts bandaging up his wounds. And he says, hey, half-dead person, let me take care of you. Now I need a bigger child. Who would like to be a donkey? No, you're half dead still. Down, 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 down. Half dead, half dead. Don't move. You're too small to be a donkey. Sorry. You want to be a donkey? Come on up. You can be a donkey. Okay. Can I need you to get down like you're a donkey? Oh. The side effects are amazing, aren't they? This is great. Okay, so now the Good Samaritan says, well, let me help put this guy on this donkey. So come here. We're going to help put him on his donkey, lift him up, and don't really put him on him, just kind of like set him next to him because we don't want to break his back. And we're going to travel all the way to Jerusalem. So let's travel. Okay, here we go. Down the road. Here we go. Half-dead guy. There we go. Good. Oh, you guys are doing it. Look at this. This is marvelous work. Marvelous acting. Marvelous acting. Marvelous. Okay, stop. 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 Okay. And then come here. Come here, half-dead man. You go into the hotel, and he lies you down in a bed in the hotel, and then you say, can you go back to your seat, donkey? Thank you. Wonderful job. Now I need an innkeeper. Who wants to be an innkeeper? Come on up. Come on up. And the innkeeper says, well, you could come up too. You brought this Samaritan in here, and so I'll take care of him, but what about the money? You're going to owe me money. You know you're going to owe me money. Money's important. You know, money, money. But money. This is a stewardship sermon now. Money, 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 money. So the Good Samaritan says, you don't need to worry. Here's 2 denarii. Plop. Is that good? And whatever else you spend, I will pay you back when I come back. And so you guys fist bump and you say, deal. Deal. All right, go back to your seats. Go back to your seats. And Jesus, yeah, good job. Good job. Good job. Good job. And Jesus says to this teacher of the law who he gave the story to, which one was the real neighbor? Who loved his neighbor? Who loved his neighbor? Garrett, the Samaritan, right? He loved his neighbor, even though he's an outcast and his stereotype was not to love people and he was stinky and he's weird looking. No offense, Garrett. He kind of looked like your dad. But anyways, did I say that out loud? That was supposed to be my inside. That was supposed to be my inside voice. But anyways, I remember you said your dad was old and you were looking for a new one. Oh, that was Natalie. But anyways, he was a neighbor and he loved his dad, right? So now let me ask this question. Maybe the adults can help. What kind of love did the Good Samaritan show to that poor man laying on the road? What kind of love was that? It was godly love, wasn't it? Because we, as sinners, are battered, bruised, stinky, and filthy, lying dead on the side of the road in our sinfulness, aren't we? But yet, what did God do for us? What did he do? He sent Jesus into our world, didn't he? He sent Jesus to pick us up. He sent Jesus to pick us up and to set us up into the heavenly realms with the gift of baptism to forgive us our sins, to cover over our wounds. For in Jesus' wounds, we are healed, we are forgiven, we are restored, and Jesus promises to love us always and forever. Can you guys think of some things in our culture and society today where we treat, where we act like the priest and the Levite and walk by that robber and fail to love him? Can you think of some things going on today in our world where we fail to love that poor robber who is half dead on the road? Adults too, can you think of anything? What can you think of? Because a car might run over you, yes. Some people get run over when they help people, that's true. What else, adults, can you think of something? What's another example in our culture and society today where we might be like the priest and the Levite and see that poor man lying there and say, I'm not going to help him, I'm just going to walk on by. I'm not going to love him. Can you think of an example? No one? What?
Immigration.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Yeah. Legal issues? Legal issues. Immigration. Very good. What else? Homelessness. Very good. What else?
Hunger.
Okay, seeing people get hurt. Yes. Yes. Very good. What else? How about people who've had abortions? The way we treat homosexuality. The way we treat people that are caught in sin and failing to forgive them. What else? Yeah, right. Very good. Very good. So there are a lot of examples we see today in our culture and society Well, we're like the priest and the Levite, and we walk on by. What about in church? How about with our traditions and the way we've always done things, you know, and the way we want things? It's the same way, isn't it? But thanks be to God in Christ Jesus. Hey, guys, can I have your attention? Thanks be to God in Christ Jesus. He shows us the example. What did the Good Samaritan do for the man who was robbed? The man who didn't deserve to be loved, the man who was bleeding, the man who was filthy. What did he do for him? He stopped and he helped him. He loved him. He helped heal his wounds. Do you think we can do that in our world today? Yeah, we can. Every time we choose to love people who we think are unlovable, every time we stand up and say, listen, enough is enough. It's time to love people for who they are, not for what they've done. And that's important, because sometimes in our world today, we love people by what they've done or not done, not because of who they are. And who they are is God's child and his creation. We are that good Samaritan sharing the love of Jesus. And why do we do it? Why do we do it? Why is the most important reason in all the world that we love other people? Why? Because family, but why else? Because God did what? He died on the cross and rose from the dead to assure us that he loves the whole world the same, no matter what. Do you agree with that? So what are you going to do? Are you going to be the priest and Levite and walk by and say, I don't see him? Or are you going to go share God's love? Share God's love? Good. That's what I hope you do. Thank you very much for being good participants today. I appreciate you. You may go back to your seats. Thank you very much.